In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. For every creature groans and travels in pain, even till now. Not only it, but ourselves also, waiting for the adoption of the Son of God, the redemption of our body. Those words of St. Paul that we just heard describe very well, as usual, the reality of our condition in this world. The creation is in constant change. Change, generation, corruption, life, death, pain and joy, sufferings and satisfaction. Such is our fate. We live in such condition. And that seems very obvious, simple. And yet, strangely enough, seeing those who have no faith, they seem to be surprised. Constantly, the world, people without faith, try to promise a tomorrow where there will be no pain, no sufferings, no war, no hunger, no death even. And worse even, they promise no life after death. Vain promises indeed, because such is not the creation. Our creation is mingled with imperfection. Why? Because, my dear brethren, our condition is to be in a journey toward eternity, toward our perfection. It's a matter of growth, day after day, and nothing grows without pain. St. Paul has been cut short in this little passage. The two verses that continues his letter said, "For we are saved by hope." If we hope, that's because we do not see. We wait in patience. Likewise, the Holy Spirit helps our infirmity. For we know not what to pray for as we ought, but the Holy Spirit prays for us. So, my dear brethren, don't lose hope. We understand through the revelation as Catholics that perfection is not in this world. But at the same time, we understand that we have to work toward this perfection. We cannot be satisfied with our mediocrity. Day after day, we try to grow in patience among sufferings, for a greater reward that could even be imagined, even through our wild imagination. You see, this episode of the miraculous fishing is kind of an illustration of this reality. The disciples worked all night to obtain their goal, to get their fishes, looking for them in vain. However, through the divine intervention, along with their cooperation, at your word I will do what you say. The vessels are now almost sinking under the weight of the fishes. Indeed, God's rewards are always beyond what we could imagine. So, my dear souls, as we open our eyes upon the present situation of the world, as we see so many things that seem to be crowding down, we could fail into discouragement or even despair. But let not be so. Faith and hope open our eyes. They open our eyes upon the divine promises. We know that nothing stays here, that we are walking toward eternity. And that gives us the boost that we need to have on our daily tasks. Time passes, and it passes fast. But if we cooperate with God's will, we are assured, promised, certain through faith of this eternal reward. But to obtain this crown of justice, there is one condition. There is always condition for everything, little but. One condition that we have to fulfill. A task that is not easy to undertake. Duc in altum. Launch out into the deep. That's hard. Where we are helpless. Where our feet do not touch the bottom of the sea anymore. Where you are completely, totally, utterly at the mercy of God's help. By yourself, you know that you will sink. Duc in altum, launch out into the deep, where finally we are powerless. Where we can, so to speak, force the hands of God. And at that moment, when there is nothing that we can do anymore, because we did everything that we could, then the fishing is miraculous. God finally, through us, with us, does his work. And you see, there are those words that our Lord says to Saint Peter to console him after this miracle. Peter sees a multitude of fishes with awe and tremor. He's afraid. And Jesus said, "Fear not. Fear not." And the reason why you should not fear is because now you are going to be a fisher of man, of men. What a consolation is that? Was it not enough to be fisher of fishes? Now, the task is going to be even higher than what he was doing on the lake of Gennesaret. And that's the consolation of God. The kind of consolation where he says, "Duc in altum, go deeper and deeper. I ask you to do something that you cannot do. I ask you to do something that seems impossible. And because it is impossible to men, it is possible to me through you." So what then do we need to do, if not what the 12 did? Leaving all things, they followed him. That's a great lesson for all of us, always fearing for everything, for the future, for the present, even about the past. Jesus is inviting us gently to do extraordinary things that seems impossible, ordinary things that seems to be too much. And that's what we want to do. That's what we do day after day, I hope, working hard into the deep. God will do, as he always does, all the real hard work for us. May our trust in God, providence, be reinforced in faith, hope, and charity towards God and each other. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.